afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
For those who have been listening to the show this week, yesterday and today, you are aware that Governor Herbert sent a letter to President Trump, and he encouraged the President of the United States to send more refugees to Utah. He said the state was founded by religious refugees fleeing persecution. Now, you might recall, and we talked about this several weeks ago, that the president has lowered what used to be 30,000 that would be welcomed into the country down to 18, almost half. Governor Herbert is deeply concerned, said a spokesperson at the governor's office. Governor Herbert is deeply concerned that fewer refugees have been permitted into the United States in recent years, went on to say, we hope that he, the president, will help us increase the number of refugees sent to Utah so that we can offer a new homeland to the same number of individuals and families that we have in the past. Even if other states choose to use the president's new policies to refuse entrance to refugees, we will not. I mentioned the editorial opinion in the Deseret News today that opened thus: last week, Governor Gary Herbert did something unexpected in Republican Party politics these days. He sent a letter to the president informing him that Utah wants more, not fewer, refugees. It was an inspiring reminder of what the people of the Beehive State value: principles born of the state's origins as a place where the non-native population consisted of refugees fleeing religious persecution. And then they wrapped up the editorial by saying, but Herbert has shown that Utah isn't going to let politics interfere with humanity or with paying forward a benefit that allowed so many non-native settlers to find safety, security, and opportunity here. The spokesperson for the governor said refugees make friends, get jobs, contribute to their communities, and become a beautiful part of the fabric of our state. And then the final line of the editorial is, we hope it is ever so. Aidan Bitar was quoted in the article that we were referring to yesterday, Director of Migration and Refugee Services for Catholic Community Services, a refugee at one time himself. And Aidan, welcome to KSL. It's a real pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you, Doug, for having us.
Could you quickly tell us your story?
Yeah, Doug, I was one of the first Somali refugee resettled in the state of Utah back in 1994. My family and I, we were welcomed. We were given a warm welcome when we arrived. Catholic Community Services resettled us. But we have received so much from the people of Utah. We were given a job. I was given a place to live and also an opportunity for education for myself and my children. So now we call Utah our home because we don't have a place to go back to. I think this is the same story that 60,000 refugees who call Utah their home, that we share with the same story. And without being accepted here in this community, our life would not have been the way it is today. And we thank for the people of Utah and also our leaders, especially Governor Herbert, is courageously always standing up with the refugees. We really appreciate that.
How do you feel about the president who has dramatically reduced the number of refugees? What effect is that going to have on people that are heading toward our shore for relief? And you've actually used the word to be saved, basically, by our country.
Absolutely. The United States, for the last 40 years, have been welcoming and saving refugees' lives. More than almost close to 4 million refugees' lives were saved by the United States for the last 40 years. This has nothing to do about politics. We always have bipartisan support. And till this, President Trump came to the office and decided, to take this refugee resettlement program block by block by reducing the number of refugees to a record low that we have never experienced in the history of this program. And now he is even dividing the communities across the United States and saying, well, it is up to you if you want refugee. This is not what we expected from our leader to say that. I think the United States have a moral obligation to continue this vital important, program that we started over 40 years ago, and our communities can benefit from. And also, you know, we're doing the right thing by saving human beings' lives. And I think our governor talked about in the letter saying beautifully that, you know, this is what Utah's tradition and heritage is, and Utahns themselves being a refugee, they understand what it will take to be a refugee. And I think we need to take our governor's leadership and to continue resettling refugees in any state in the United States.
We always invite text messages and also voicemail messages here on the program. And just a moment ago, and maybe you could react to this one. This texter said, "Hi, Doug, about the refugee issue, other than feeling good about ourselves for a minute and making our stock rise ever so little on the national view for even a shorter minute, does this decision make traffic congestion better? Does it make my taxes go down? Does it create a better school system in Utah, a better public health system? What is the upside of this?" How would you respond to that texter?
Well, I think you know that Utah has been resettling refugees for the last 40 years. This is not the first time that we're bringing refugees here in Utah. And I think Utah has welcomed, as I say earlier, 60,000 refugees. They live every corner of our state, and they work in hard like any other American, and they're paying taxes, they're contributing to the economy. It's not going to increase our taxes. It's not going to increase the congestion in our streets, or they're not going to increase the number of kids going to school. And I think it will be the same like what we are right now, and there shouldn't be any worry about. I think we need to welcome refugees in any community here in Utah. That's not going to change our population or what we are already doing. I don't think a lot of people have even have any clue that we have refugees in Utah.
It's interesting because my knowledge, and I don't profess to know, I'm a ton of individual refugees, but I know some, and I've watched them come into the state of Utah. And some of them are refugees that have even come from within the United States. I remember when Governor Huntsman, I've told this story before, I was having lunch with Governor Huntsman. We were at his favorite taco stand down by the old Sears on State Street, and he received a phone call while we were dining on our Trace tacos. He received a phone call from the governor of Louisiana right after the devastating hurricane, and was being asked if Utah would accept refugees from the New Orleans area. And boy, all of a sudden our lunch was over. Governor Huntsman went back, went to work on that. And we did a live broadcast when those refugees arrived here in Utah from New Orleans. Now, that's an internal thing, but you think of how many of those people stayed, how many of those people became contributing members of our society, how many of them have added to our incredible, wonderful diversity and skill set here in the state of Utah. I think of people like yourself. I mean, good heavens, I don't know where we get this image, what, that refugees come and all they do is suck off our society? That's just flat not true.
Exactly, Doc. I think a lot of people have no idea. I mean, every day since the last 3 years, our refugee numbers went down. We have a lot of businesses coming to us at Catholic Community Services and asking that they need people to employ. There's a lot of jobs that are unfilled where the refugees were taking those jobs, working in the hotels, in the productions, in construction, the airport, everywhere. You see that you will find refugees working, and refugees do not live on welfare like some people believe, which is not true. So, and they contribute to our economy as a record high, and on average, 21,000 or more in taxes that a refugee individual pays, contributing to the taxes in our economy. I think that's really a wonderful thing that the refugees are doing, and we are missing all that opportunity. A lot of people in our community want to volunteer to help the refugees. We're not giving that opportunity to our community because there is less refugees coming to our state. I think we need to continue what we have been doing over the last 40 years, and our state is in leadership role when it comes to, other states. Utah welcomes the refugee in open arms. we are the most welcoming state in the United States.
I certainly appreciate you joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your contributions to Utah and the great things you're doing with Catholic Community Services. Aiden, thank you for being here.
And I want to thank our governor, who is always doing the right thing, and we really appreciate his leadership.
Aiden Bitar with us from Catholic Services here at KSL News Radio. Today's Doug Wright program, which is a temporary thing, by the way. Sometimes I fall into the old habits of identifying things the way I did for so many years, but I'm keeping the seat warm for something new and exciting that is coming to KSL at the end of this month or the beginning of December. We're still working out the perfect date on that for Lee Lonsbury, who will be taking this time slot. Used to be my right-hand man on this show for a lot of years, or actually for the morning show. All right, when we come back, oh, what a tragic story coming out of Mexico. We are going to address that coming up next.